Bale turned away grimly and removed his backpack from a tangle of severed branches, retrieved one precious bottle of water, unscrewed the cap, and held it out to the Jedi. "To the hells with rationing it," he said. "Just drink." Sitting back on his heels, Obi-Wan took the bottle, his hand shaking, but instead of drinking, he looked up. "Bale, I'm so sorry." He shrugged. "It wasn't your fault." "Yes, it was," Obi-Wan whispered. "I lost my focus. I let my guard down." "Stang." Bale crouched before him. "Obi-Wan, you're tired. You've been fighting the Sith for hours without respite. You may be a Jedi, but you're not indestructible. And anyway, you beat them. You didn't kill me. Again, so they're not winning. You are. Now stop talking and drink." Obi-Wan drained half the bottle, then handed it back. "We should keep going." "Keep going? After this?" Bale thought. He shook his head. "No, you need to rest." "Bale." Obi-Wan's eyes were hollow with fatigue, and something worse. "I will never get a moment's rest while I am on this planet. If we are going to find a way off it, we must find it soon. Before..." He didn't have to say any more. Bale could finish the sentence himself. "Before your mind is broken completely," he thought, "and like Tanab's fire beetles, the Sith will eat you alive." He sighed and said, "All right, we'll keep going." "My lightsaber," said Obi-Wan. He picked it up, held it out, his face set into difficult lines. "Take it. Keep it safe for me." Bale stared at the elegant weapon in silence, remembered the heat of it, its terrifying power. He knew enough about Jedi to know the lightsaber was their most personal, most important, most precious possession. "Are you sure?" Obi-Wan nodded. "I nearly killed you. I'm certain." "All right," he said again, and took the proffered weapon. Closed his fingers around it, feeling its weight, its significance. "I'll take good care of it, I promise." "Thank you," said Obi-Wan. Then his gaze traveled around the ruin of the woodland, slowly absorbing the frenzied carnage. Shadows darkened in his eyes. "Now let's go." As they trudged on, racing the setting sun, Obi-Wan took relieved refuge in silence, struggled to rebuild his defenses against the dark, against the ceaseless, spiteful voice whispering in his ear.
Die, Jedi, die.
Never in his life had he felt so unbalanced, so uncertain. He really had seen Ventress, and after her, the Separatist droids. Worse than that, when he'd fought them, he'd used the dark side, channeled it without thinking. That had been the most sickening realization of all. That thunderbolt of understanding was what had crashed him vomiting to his knees. That and the fact he had nearly decapitated Bail Organa. "It cannot happen again. I must not let that happen again. They conceal the light side away from me, but the Sith must never turn me to the dark. They must not make of me an instrument of murder." Better that he did die than permit that to happen. And so, he and Alderaan's senator picked their slow way through the remainder of the forest, the part of it he hadn't managed to fell, as daylight seeped from the sky and dusk lowered its mantle, weighed down with their backpacks and their memories and their fears.